Well, good morning, humanity. It's October 2nd, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it is Mondays with Bev and Paul, and this is Paul.
And this is Bev.
And we are together today.
Together again.
And we're both wearing black, I knew it.
Oh, Black Monday.
Black Monday. Hey, everybody, it's the first Monday of October.
It is.
Yesterday was October 1st, and yesterday we had a certification. We finished another certification class. It was awesome, and we are really techies here because let's show you the photograph here. There's the crew. We had all those people here for the certification class, and we had one lady who stumbled and whacked out her knee and had to stay home, and so we were able to zoom in and have a virtual. It is awesome. We have Bev there, Lorraine, and then Sandra had to stay home. We have Eileen there on the floor, and then Connie and Anne. And we just had an awesome 2 days. And in this particular workshop, this training, we started to do something new.
An introduction to the future.
To the future. We have incorporated. We have just been approved by, let's get the name right.
Yep.
It's called the National Certification Center of Energy Practitioners. Ooh. And we have been approved. BioTouch is an approved program as what's called energy practice. And there's this national organization now that is authorizing and certifying people in all kinds of what they're calling energy practices, and we were encouraged to apply.
Yeah.
I think Eileen was sort of the instigator of this.
She's the one that brought it up to us.
Yeah. So, because we already did everything that they're asking for in energy practitioners who want to create a business and go out into the public.
Yeah.
You know? So, how did you think it go? How did it go?
Well, you know, of course, both of us as the instructors were kind of interested to see how it was going to go. But, you know, we did a lot of background work before the certification class. So we had our materials in place. I think it was very well received because, you know, we told them from the get-go, well, this is going to be the first class, the first certification class, where we're going to introduce some of these standards and regs that are expected and will be expected for us to provide for those who are seeking certification in the foundation.
Yeah, so
great.
So one of the things we were going to talk about, so what does this designation mean from the national group? So what's being created now, we've talked about it in a past show, is people who are going to practice energy work. And interesting, because we never really called BioTouch an energy practice.
No.
But things are changing, and we just sort of fit right in there. Actually, the designation, the division, there's, I think, 11 divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And BioTouch fits into what they call the laying on of hands, or hands-on healing. And so some of the things that you have to do in order to get this certificate, you actually get a designation called
Energy Healing Practitioner-Certified. Right.
And that is a national certification because many, many, many states are beginning to have to be certified in order to practice. And you have to have things like business license. They're trying to train you. You have to do licenses. Insurance. But some of the key things which we just fit right into was ethics. You had to have an ethics certificate,
right,
and a standard of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is we've been doing that for 35 years.
I know when we were filling out the application to be authorized, you know, at the national level, the three of us were like, well, my goodness, what are they going to do with us?
Right.
Because we, you know, Eileen said, well, we're going to be the poster kid for this whole movement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we did is we went specific. I mean, we have a program orientation. When people come in, we tell you exactly what's going to happen. Right. We tell you what to expect. We tell you what happens if you're not comfortable. We have a commitment of oath by all of our practitioners who are trained, certified practitioners who work here, about their responsibility. And then we have standards of practice. I mean, we have a thick book on how you have to, what happens if you work here and how you do these sessions. Our fee is right out there in front with people, which is donation only. That's one thing they really want you to have in your standards of practice. Yeah. What's your fee? You know, they don't want these fees hidden in a lot of these practices. And that's the reason they created the certification. Many, many people were out there sort of ripping people off.
And for me, there's always, you know, the polarity of, oh, we think this is good or that's bad. But there are some things that were the basis of why this was came about in the first place.
Right.
I read some things on the website. It was really about helping to protect the client, the recipient, from that. So that's a good thing.
And actually to protect a lot of these people who are getting in the business of doing energy work.
Right.
Because they don't understand that they need a business license, that they need insurance, that they need to work with their local city or county to have licenses to do business.
Absolutely.
And those are all things that we've done for 35 years. I mean, we're a 501c3 nonprofit tax exempt organization. We have our liability insurance and, you know, we have our sign, and our sign was approved by the city and all those things. And so I think it's also set up to just help people move into a business model as energy practices become more and more part of mainstream society.
Right. So why don't, because I'm still learning a lot, you know a lot more than I do because you kind of do the mechanics of everything. But what happens if, like yesterday, so one of our students wants to go through this process that we've now authorized to help them do. So what happens in relationship to BioTouch, to our foundation in particular?
Right. So people who become certified practitioners, you have to become a certified practitioner, which means you've gone through the beginning training, what we call practitioner training. You've then gone through the certification class, which is that weekend class that we just did, which has 11 parts to that classes, and then we practice points.
Right.
And then you have to do 60 hours of hands-on practice that we observe you doing, and if it's virtually, then we get on a Zoom with you and we watch you working with someone as you are able to explain where the points are. That's a big part of becoming certified.
Yeah, it really is.
Once you've become certified, then all you have to do is get two other people to say, hey, you know the points, two other certified practitioners. And then you go right to directly to this site, the National Certification Center of Energy Practitioners site, and you put in application. And when you do the hands-on healing or laying on of hands division, you find out that everything that you need, we provide you in the class.
You've already got it for you. Yep.
So we even had to present a little bit of anatomy chart, you know, just to help people understand that. And the only thing that we don't supply you with is a bio about yourself and a picture.
Right. you can do that on your own.
You know, and we've even been, because one of the things in order to be certified is you have to have insurance. And we have been approved by an insurance company that anybody who is certified with BioTouch can get liability insurance. And it's not very expensive for a $2 million policy either.
Right.
So we have, it's all there.
We're a one-stop shop.
We have all the packages here.
Wow, look at us. Happy to help you out there.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the reasons this was created too is most states are now having to license energy practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And in many, many states, the only people that can do things like Reiki or BioTouch or Joe Ray or Tai Chi even or whatever, they have to be massage therapists. So this national organization is trying to take that away from it being part of massage. Because people don't have that kind of money to be a massage therapist when all they want to practice is biotouch.
Right, right. Or Reiki or whatever.
Or any of the techniques that are out there.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there are dozens and dozens, and every year there are more and more.
Oh, my gosh. Every month you look at, you know, find out, oh.
So, and then you have to do continuing training. And we do that. Every 2 years, you have to be checked with your points.
Right.
And so you know if someone's saying they're doing BioTouch healing, and even if they don't have this designation, we do our own certification program.
Yes.
When someone says they're a certified practitioner or a certified instructor, you know that we have approved them and that we keep track of that and that we're in communication with them. And if someone's out there and they're representing themselves as a BioTouch practitioner, we immediately send a letter.
Absolutely.
You know, and if they haven't renewed their certification, you know, we send a letter. And now we have to do that even more because, you know, when you're respected on a national level now, you know, you really have to police the steps.
You know, that came into mind. God, are we going to be able to police the world? We're going to try.
Right. Well, and that's funny, too, because somebody says, well, how do you know?
I know.
When people are blowing it. And I always tell people, we have a bio entity.
We will know.
We will know. We are everywhere.
People are tattletales too, by the way.
You know, and it is funny, and I think that has a lot to do with the integrity of this foundation.
Oh.
Of which Bev is the president of, you know, and you hold this integrity with a board. And that's the key, don't you think?
I do. I think, you know, when I think about the lovely people that are sitting on this board of directors right now and how we, what they have accomplished in just the last couple years of making sure that this foundation, while keeping its vision and mission and integrity, have been willing to open up to the changing that is required. It's just, right. It's wonderful. They're just an amazing, we are all just an amazing group of people.
And I think the changing is important. People always say to me, oh, yeah. Paul, how do you feel about all these changes? Oh my God, we changed the center. Oh, Paul, we took away your couch. Oh, Paul, it's like,
you know. Meltdown.
Yeah, truly. I mean, I knew this licensing was going to happen 35
you
years
did.
Ago.
You did. You've been talking about
I've
for
known
a while.
It. I've always said to people, look, you need to learn BioTouch before they start licensing people
right.
to do it.
Right.
And that's still the case.
That's still the case.
You really need to learn it before they actually say, hey, unless you have a certificate, you can't practice. So BioTouch is still freely accessible to all people because you can't hurt anybody. You know, if you're doing it with your family, with your friends, that's the essence.
You know, we have to remember, yes, we are here for those who want to be certified, who want to continue, want to be nationally, whatever's coming down. But I think the heart of this foundation is our purpose and our vision is to present this to just everyday people who are living their lives in families and in their workspaces and getting this to the people.
Yes.
Because if everything just crashes and burns, it will have been passed on.
Right. And that's the key.
Right.
And the key, and that's why if everybody learns it before it becomes a mandatory licensing and certification, then people have it. And then we don't really need a center anymore. We don't need it because everybody's got it. You got the e-books. You just pass it around. You know, you post it on Facebook, on TikTok.
What would you do? Just eat pizza and swim in your swimming pool?
I guess so. I know. Jenny said, oh my God, you've been gone down there for 4 days straight.
Tell me about it. So, home away from home.
But I'll tell you, folks, that's why we do this show. That's why we have a website, justtouch.com. We have the ability to download, if nothing else, the greeting. If all you do is the greeting, you're starting a healing process.
Right on.
You do not need to be certified or have a license in order to touch another human being. I don't know how many years I've been asked, well, don't you have to have a license to touch? No, but you do have to have these licenses and certifications if you create a business using techniques like BioTouch,
right,
or massage or Reiki and all these other techniques now. So that's for the business professional person out there who's,
yes,
going to be working with the public.
If they ever license just the public or to touch, regulate,
right,
to touch each other,
we're
already doomed.
Right.
Yeah.
So we are grateful that we have a two-pronged program. We've now been accepted again by it's called the National Certification Center of Energy Practitioners. You can look it up. It's It's the nccoep.org. nccoep.org. Lots of information. They're the,
yes,
licensing group.
Yes.
And then there's another group, NAOEP, which is the information website, where there's going to be lots of newsletters, lots of information, lots of data. And we hope to certainly put in some articles onto that website about,
yeah,
BioTouch.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and about,
yeah,
the experiences that people are having who are becoming certified. I think our first HCP, what is it?
HC.
Anyhow, our first certified healing practitioner is Eileen. I think she's jumping on board here.
Right.
So we look forward to having our number one certified healing touch,
yeah,
healing practitioner.
Right.
So, energy healing
practitioner. Energy healing practitioner.
I still can't keep
it
straight.
I know.
But we're excited. And it, yeah, was a great class.
It was.
We presented. It was the first time we presented the details of the program.
Yep.
And I think it went well.
I think it went very well, not just the information. At the end of it, I thought we did a pretty good job to just, you know, present all of this new information. But it was very well received with, oh, okay, that's coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And when we did our ethics and our standards of practice, all we did, it was a summary of what had we done in the 10 classes before that. So it's really nice to know that we did have the basis and moved right into the certification. If you have other questions, Eileen just posted on this Facebook link some of the website names that you, mm-hmm, can check out. Or just contact us, office@justtouch.com. We're happy to walk you through it. If you've already been certified, we can walk you through it if you want to get certification with this national board.
Right, the
so
next step, if that's what you
want. That will be the next step with those who are already certified.
Right.
So,
wow,
we are thrilled at the next phase of BioTouch. Thank you, Eileen, for nudging us in,
yep,
that direction. And thank,
yep,
you for working with her to find out all the little details.
Absolutely.
And we've filled out the paperwork, and we're raring to go. We're raring to teach you BioTouch. Thumb to thumb, but mostly two fingers to two,
right there,
fingers.
Yep.
Hey, we are grateful to share BioTouch with you.
We are.
And we're grateful that you were here today.
Thank you. Of course, for the third day in a row, I got to be down here at the Heart Center.
Everybody take care. We'll see you again next week.
Have a good one.
Days in and days out. Space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you in the middle of the day. Energy just fades away. Down the line we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, You are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.